2 Corinthians 4:8. Everybody found it on their device or their Bible? 2 Corinthians 4:8 in the New King James says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." That's 8 and 9. We can go read that in the New Living Translation. And it says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed." Now, this is Paul talking about his situation as he is facing life, doing what God asked him to do, living where, you know, he experienced some pressure here. Wouldn't you call that pressure? You know, and pressure, according to what here is, oppressive affliction, a pressing or being pressed, squeezing. You know, now there's different kinds of pressure that we encounter in different situations in life. Different pressures are different. I mean, moms, they have the pressure of the kids and the household and so forth. And then some of them have the pressure of that and a career. And then we have the pressure of being in, you know, being dads and being in a career. We have the pressure of being grandparents. We have pressure of, you know, all of the financial situations that come our way. I mean, there's different kinds of pressures that we all encounter, you know. He said here, you know, there's different, we are pressed on every side by troubles. Okay, we have troubles, right? But we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we don't get destroyed. You know, people respond to pressure in different ways. Now, some people become overwhelmed when the pressure's on, and they just become passive and don't do anything. I've seen some people they talk about how much they have to do, and because there is so much it look on their plate to do, they just become passive and don't do nothing. Anybody ever seen anybody like that? Yeah. You know, and then some people, when the pressure is on, they just explode at anything. I mean, when the pressure's on, I mean, somebody can say something nice to them and they come unglued on them. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, and then some people, when they get under pressure, they internalize it. And this will cause you to have physical problems. It'll cause heart attacks and all kind of nervous disorders and everything else. And then some people turn to alcohol and drugs. And through these series of doing different things, some people develop serious emotional problems. Now, what do we do when the pressure's on? When the pressure's on, you're going to do something. You're either going to explode, you're going to internalize it, and it's going to affect you later on. You're going to respond to pressure in some way. Now, anybody here that's studied this to any kind of psychology, they will tell you that. I got a few hours, about 22 hours in psychology, and I quit going that direction. But I studied enough of it to be in to know that you are going to respond to pressure. So, how do we respond to pressure? First of all, you need to remember who you are in Christ. That's the first thing to do. You know, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have gone away. Everything's become new. And then you need to look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin. Now, Jesus didn't sin. He was made to be sin so that in him we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So when all the enemy is coming in on you, you need to begin to look back and remember when you become a new creature in Christ, and remember the joy that you felt, and then remember the peace that came into your heart, and then you remember in Christ, you should, you know, they will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Isaiah 26:3. Now, you can, you see, when you began to look at those sort of things, and you began to see who you are in Christ and your right standing with Christ, you began to feel, hey, I can make it because of who Jesus is. Because, we need to look back and remember the song, look what the Lord has done, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. You see, you need to remember and reflect on who you are in Christ and how you got there. And just say it out loud if you had to. I am a new creation in Christ. I am the righteousness of God. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. I'm accepted. And reply on who you are in Christ and lean on who you are in Christ and let the pressure be over here. Because he said, roll all your burdens on me. That's your pressure. That's your cares. I'll roll them on him. Let the pressure be on him. Hello. He's able to carry it. Now, as we begin to get into this, we many times get under pressure because we are trying to tell God what the will of God is for our life. We try to put ourselves into ministry. God doesn't need everybody everybody's in ministry, but he doesn't need everybody in fivefold ministry. And there are too many people trying to get in fivefold ministry that are not called a fivefold ministry. And I'm sorry to say it, but you got a lot of people that are even trying to preach out there, and they're not really called to be in the ministry. Now, I got a lot of amens on that, didn't I? But I'm just going to tell it like it is. You know, I'll be 77 Saturday. I'm old enough to, I don't have to take anything off anybody or back up from anything I say. I've lived long enough to see all kinds of things come to pass. And you know, another thing that causes pressure on people is that people get married and one of them is called to the ministry, the other one's not. Now they're in pressure situation because they're trying to get the other one to be what God hadn't asked them to be. If you know God's called you to be in a fivefold ministry, then you better marry somebody that's either willing to take it up with you or that God's talked to them. Come on, don't look at me like I fell out of a well. See, we need to realize that the will of God for our life is not always what we want. Many times many people want to stand up here and they want to preach. I didn't. I I wanted to be, first of all, I wanted to be a race car driver. And I read every book in Garland Junior High School and Garland High School as long as I went there. Then I went my junior somewhere else. But I read every book in the library of the high schools that I went to in junior high on racing. By race car drivers, people that set up race cars. I read all about race cars. And then I got interested in weather. So I studied cloud formations. And then my junior year in high school, I got interested in politics. And I studied politics and I won some contests. I even went to the state capitol and went to caucuses and all that kind of stuff. And in fact, even after I was here in Broken Arrow and we just had to school, my wife will tell you, some people come to me and they said, we'd like for you to run for the Oklahoma Senate. And we, and this guy, he had run campaigns for the senators and everybody. And he said, I can guarantee you that you'll win hands down. Because he said, you know how to talk on your feet. They can throw stuff at you and you can handle it. He said, you'll win hands down. Didn't they, hon? Yeah, see, she's there. But I said, no. At one time, I would have jumped on that. But I know that that's not what God's got for me. Now, it would have been easy to go that direction because things weren't going exactly like I thought they should go. You see, it's the will of God for some of you. Even if you went to Bible school, it's still the will of God for some of you to work secular jobs and help in the church and be a minister out in the workplace. And I know many of my church members that do that. Hello. There are opportunity after opportunity that can come your way out in the workplace and you don't even have to push it. They just start talking to you and they open the door. Hello. Here's the insurance man sitting right here. How many doors are open? Just sit down at your desk and they just start talking. All day, every day. There's Greg Wicks back there, grew up in this church. He's in the plumbing business. How many times do you have an opportunity to minister to somebody and you don't even open the door? They do. Yeah, I know. I've talked to him. How many others in here, you're in different fields of employment, either from owning businesses, working in executive, or even down to working in the garage or whatever? How many of you work at jobs? And because of where you work in the workplace, you have been afforded opportunities to minister. See, sometimes if we're not careful, because we want to maybe get in a different position, we put pressure that we're under pressure whenever we should just relax where God has got us, and you'll get out from underneath the pressure. Anybody here done that? Yeah, yeah. See, John wanted us, he said that he prayed that we enjoy good health and that we everything goes well with us and, you know, and that we prosper even as our soul doth prosper. Let me go actually get that, and I want to read that. It's in 3 John 3. It says here, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Let's see how the New Living reads that. Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. Oh, that says something, doesn't it? If you won't be... He said here that you're as healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. He's connecting your spiritual strength to your body, your healthy body. If you want to have a healthy body, stay strong spiritually. Hello? Stay strong spiritually. You know, it's important that, see, he wants us to prosper. But we have to prosper where he wants us, not where we would like to be. Now, there are some times that we're going along, we're prospering, everything is good, we like it where we are, and God uproots us. Now, there's pressure that comes with that. Hello? Because it's a change. Everything changes. But you see, we've got to be willing to realize that God has a plan for us, and sometimes he takes us here to get us ready for here. Through the, I've learned this and have been talking about it in the past few, actually, I just began to get a hold of it a while back, is that if we just let God, follow God, sometimes it looks like we're going backwards instead of forward, but he is taking us on a journey to get us where he wants us to finally be. Now, doesn't it look like a young man, 23 years old, senior year in Bible college, and now I get jerked out to go to the Army? That looks like, how in the world is that going to benefit God? But you know what? Things that I learned in some leadership courses and then working with that secret stuff, I use in the ministry. Now, I come back out of the Army, I get married, I'm trying to get started in the ministry, and we get married in 65, and six, I tried to do a traveling ministry, and it wasn't going real well. And I end up with my father-in-law as associate pastor. And man, everything is going great. I'm involved. I'm doing everything in the church, preaching every Sunday night, preaching when he's not there on Sunday morning, and then sometimes when he wanted me to preach, he didn't want to preach, I'd preach. And I'm handling everything, but mostly the finances. And now everybody knows the church is growing. We are growing the church, and everybody knows that I'm going to be the next pastor there. And the Lord up and says, move. And I come to work for my father. And she was making four or five times what I was making a week dressing hair. She was working 4 days a week, 3 days sometimes, making four or five times what I was making. And then we come up here and we take a cut in 50% cut in salary, and I mean, it looks like we done made the biggest mistake in the world. But, and I'm talking about me, because I know you don't want me to talk about your life, so I'll talk about mine. I'm trying to show you, and in each one of these situations, there was different pressures that came. You talk about pressure that came with when I came to work for this ministry and we took 50% cut in pay. I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of pressure come. Man, I went in one day, I told her, I said, hey, I'm getting out of here. I said, well, man, we don't have any money, we can't do it. And I know good and well that I can go out and get a job. Actually, I had been offered a job with the State Department, with embassy work, doing the same kind of work I did in the Army, making a whole bunch of money. That happened even before we took the associate pastor's job. But all of these things, all of these puts pressure. But you got to follow the will of God for your life. I don't know why I'm talking. I wasn't intending to say all that, but I did anyway, okay? Some are called to the ministry. Some are called to other vocations, and some are called in the professional field. See, some have their own ministry behind a pulpit, but other people have ministry in the business world. They have their ministry out there. But everything will put you under pressure, but you need to learn to realize that if your steps are ordered of God, then stay where you are until God tells you to leave. In every situation, I stayed where I was, except when I had to go in the army and the government told me what I had to do then. But every other situation, I stayed where God had me. You know, I tried to leave many times. Yeah, because of the pressure of the thing. I tried to go, I went and tried out for a couple of churches when I was associate pastor. She wasn't too much in favor of it, but we did it. I did it anyway because I wasn't making that much money. And I thought, man, I got to do something here. I got to do something better than what I'm doing. I'm not doing nothing, and, you know. But you see, I stepped back, though, then and realized, hey, I have got, even though I feel the pressure, I've got to look at all of this and realize that God is the one ultimately that I have to answer to. You see, it's not right for a guy to put himself in the ministry because he wants to be in the ministry and his family has to suffer unless God told him to be there. And if God told him to be there, there may be some trying days, but in the end, it's going to be really good. You see, my kids and grandkids are reaping because Dad was willing to sacrifice. Because I was willing to sacrifice. But you got to realize, hey, God hasn't called all of you to be in fivefold ministry. I don't care if you went to Rhema. You still, I may be stepping on some toes, but I'm sorry. This is what the Lord, I didn't intend to say any of this that I'm saying now. God just giving it to me, so I'm saying it. Okay? But stay where you are doing what you're doing, and you'll find out that there's happiness. And you'll start to enjoy life. You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself because you're thinking, oh, I got to get out in the ministry. I got to get out in the ministry. Not unless God opens the door. See, too many people are trying to kick the door down. That's not the way God operates. Whoa, man. There ain't one bit of that in here. I don't know who needs some of this, but I'm not going to apologize because the Spirit of God is trying to get something over to somebody in this place tonight. See, what we need to realize when the pressure's on, we need to realize that Jesus Christ gives us the strength, and he needs to realize that we need to be faithful. We need, here, Paul said it in this way. He said in 1 Timothy 1:12, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has given me the strength that he considers me faithful. Considers me faithful. See, before God can work, he has to consider you faithful. And then we got to realize that we can do everything through Christ who strengthens us. Anybody getting anything out of this? See, we need to be faithful wherever we're at. You know, we need to realize that he never leaves us. I don't care how much pressure we feel. And if we stop and think about it, many times the pressure that we feel in the area of the will of God is pressure that we're putting on ourselves. Come on now. That's one of the things I had to learn and get over. I would put pressure on myself. Oh, I got to really preach good. I got to really do this. I got to do it. And I finally got, and I guarantee you that my staff over here, I guarantee you some of them did the same thing. How many of y'all did the same thing? Put pressure on yourself. How many? I got other preachers in this congregation. How many of you ever put pressure on yourself thinking that you had, oh man, I got to do it. You go, they invite you to speak at a conference. And you think, oh, I got to really do good. You know what? I got to thinking one day, I'm not really that good. So it's not me. So I just turned the pressure off, say, hey, okay, God, it's you. It's all you. I get up there, I'll prepare myself. I'll do what's necessary. I'll be faithful to study. I'll be faithful to prayer, prepare. But when I get up there, it's not up to me. See, you need to do the same thing with your jobs. Prepare yourself and then say, okay, God, it's up to you to make me a success at this job and to give me promotions and so forth. I'll study. I'll learn new techniques and I'll do different things. But it's up to you to make me prosper. See, if you'll do what you're supposed to do, God will prosper to you on the other side. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? See, we need to realize, and Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:7, thanks be to God who always gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. I don't care how much pressure you feel. I don't care what's going on. He always leads us in victory if we will go with him. Sometimes we don't see victory because we're trying to do it our way. And God said, no, that's the, and you see, when you leave here and go your way, God's left over here. And now you hanging out here by yourself. And that ain't no fun. Now, what do you do? My dad said this, and some of the people sitting in this congregation will remember. He said, where you left, you got to go back to there to start over. See, some people try to come back in up here. It don't work that way. You got to go back to where? Here. And then start over. Hello. So, when the pressure's on, you can do what the Word says. You can face any situation. You can do whatever needs to be done because you know that he's with you and he will guide you and he will direct you and take the pressure. I keep coming back to this, and this is what the Spirit of God said. Take the pressure off of yourself. Quit trying so hard and let me work with you and follow me, and you'll find that you're going to have life and it's going to be oh so fine. But if as long as you are pressuring and pressuring and pressuring, you're going to find yourself all the time in a dizzy and in a tizzy and wondering, hollering, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Take the pressure off. Let me lead you. Let me guide you. If I want you somewhere, I'll put you there. Don't try to put yourself there. Let me put you where you need to be. But right now, stay where you are and watch me work in your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, that wasn't in here either. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I've spoken to these people for a few minutes tonight, and I started down one road, but you took me another direction. So, Father, I pray that what I've said from your spirit has found the lodgment that it needs to find in whatever heart it needs to be found in. And, Father, may they grab a hold of this, and may they work with it so that they can be successful in their life and take the pressure off. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody say it. Amen. I trust you got something out of this tonight. Because I started one way, but if you notice, the Spirit of God took me on a little side journey. I tried to go back into it two or three times. How many of you noticed that? But it just didn't work, so I finally just said, forget it. See? If you happen to be in here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, hey, this is a great night to find Jesus. If you happen to be in here and you know you're not exactly where you should be with God, and you need to rededicate your life, well, this is a very good night to do it. Or if you're like a lot of people, you go to church, you don't know whether you've ever accepted Christ or not. As we're dismissed in a minute, if any one of those three invitations right here, the ladies and the guys are over here, y'all come down, talk to them. You won't leave here like you come, in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for any reason, for anything, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you want prayer for healing, you want any kind of prayer for any reason, here's your prayer team right here. Praise the Lord. Everybody stand, please. Connection team. Go find our first-time guests and take them to get that special gift that we prepared for them. And if you're looking for our church home, why don't we say church? Welcome. Just come on here and enjoy life. We call ourselves the Rhema family. We're enjoying life unlimited with God, man. We just have a great time around here. Amen. There's something for everybody around here. We got something going on all the time for everybody. Hallelujah.